This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Got the nerve, lash out for your just desserts. It's not just the words. Some of y'all heads up in the cloud. I'ma bring y'all back to earth. It's black back to burn. Y'all talking about out your mouth. I'm not concerned, cause y'all got to learn. It's y'all turned like Detroit Red when his head had an ultra perm. The long walk I burn your bare heels, so throw on your boots. The game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coupe in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops. Send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. When the chief just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They heavy on weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. Low, now I'm talking about. Get it.
Come on. Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
You go bow for the result, oh. Nothing to discuss, oh. Cause I did win by default and without any doubt, oh. I'm a me happy adult, oh. I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl insult, oh. I'm a mind as you did talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble. She manipulate my love, oh. Mm, I know holy and I know that kepo like a baba frayo.
The Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Christmas week edition of Talking Heads coming at you all week long, all week strong. And our burner boy bringing me in. Yeah, y'all, what y'all know about that? All right, you got something. Anyway, I hope you had a good weekend. I can say I thoroughly enjoyed my weekend as far as activities-wise, you know. Bahama Bowl, Don't Blink. Got some scrimmage, got baseball in, you know. Getting back into those kind of things with youth baseball. And big up to the Wild Dogs for the scrimmage, man, and their crew, all right? And, yeah, my Cowboys lost. But, hey, at least when we lose in grand, spectacular fashion, boy. We don't just lose. We don't just lose, boy. We lose. We'll address that in the 5 o'clock hour. But Dolphin fans say nothing because y'all lost too. I told y'all yours could be Morgan's fish sticks. And I still got a 2-game lead with Mystery Dolphin and Earl of Pearl. So, yeah, things good in that category. But we got a lot to talk about, man. SPF. FTX. Oh, yeah. Gotta talk about all of that. But before we get to that, in the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. You know, I got to make sure that you know how to chime in because we're going to open the lines up. Don't forget, no trivia this week because it's Christmas week. You can pick up your prizes this week that you won all prior, right up until we close on Friday on the 23rd. But back in the new year, I mean, right after the holiday and then into the new year, back as normal. We'll be doing the giveaways, all right? But here's how you chime in because we're opening the lines up. I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know, you know, your thoughts on all what's going down. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. Let's get up into the headliners. Who was making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And, of course, you know the days of Christmas are counting down. We're getting closer and closer. And, you know, Fine Threads always gives you the 12 days of Christmas. All right? And on the sixth day of Christmas... on the seventh day of Christmas, Fine Threads gave to me $10 off on all button-down shirts. Casual. All right? So be sure to go check them out. All button-down shirts, casual, long sleeve, and short sleeve. All right? Both locations, Stoppard Hill, Mackey Street, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Check them out online, finethreads.com. Do your shopping online. Then arrange for pickup at any one of those convenient Fine Thread locations. All right? So let's jump on in and look at the headlines. But I tell you, the SBF saga continues. They had the courtroom hokey-pokey going on today. One minute you're fighting extradition, the next minute you're not. The next minute you got a German to talk to your foreign lawyers. The next minute you got a German to say you ain't going nowhere. What's really going on? SBF, I think that stands now for soon back foreign. Yeah, like soon back foreign. Back foreign, back abroad. And that's when everybody gonna know what's really going on. Big headlines today. SBF back in court today. FTX founder expected to end extradition fight. Did he? Did he or didn't he? Will he or won't he? The plot thickens. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. PM on FTX, all countries face bad actors. Weirdo. The foreign investors coming in trying to, you know, get rich quick at the cost of a nation and their reputation. Or the bad actors, the politicians that allow these individuals to come in and sully our reputation. Who are the bad actors, really? FTX US and JPLS working in good faith over data access. FTX US, the Security Commission of the Bahamas, the SCB, and the Bahamian-appointed Joint Provisional Liquidators, the JPLs, who are overseeing the winding up of FTX digital markets in the Bahamas, are working in good faith to reach a resolution over access to FTX's data. Okay. We'll see how that plays out as well. Mitchell, FTX failure has no impact on foreign relations. Story by Candia Dames. The failure of the Bahamas-based FTX cryptocurrency exchange and the resultant of fallout has had no impact on foreign relations between the Bahamas and the United States. Minister of Foreign Affairs Fred Mitchell insisted in an interview with Bloomberg on Friday. No duh. Again, there's the pontification of Mr. Mitchell. Let me just say something on this just to have something to say. A lot worse things have transpired between our nations, and our relations are still tight. So I don't think this is going to affect that. But our reputation outside of that, to the world, not very good. So you could say the obvious. Of course our relationship with the United States isn't going to be affected, especially when you got an individual with... allegedly $2 billion floating around people looking for. It's not really his, belonged to them. They want their money back. So tell us something we don't know. Enlighten us, Mr. Mitchell. Instead of us boring us to death with the 4.5-minute voice notes and the drivel, just to say you have something to say when it comes to the situation. That's the obvious. We all know that. We knew it didn't have any impact when six members of, from the embassy showed up prior to the first case, for the first hearing, prior to everybody else showing up in the courtroom. I digress. Man accused of Long Island double murder granted bail. Story by Artesia Davis. Man accused of a double murder that rocked Long Island was on Friday granted 9,900 bail. As a condition of his bail, Nathan Harding must remain on New Providence and sign in at the police station on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Harding applied for bail after prosecutors were unable to bring him to trial within 3 years. Harding's trial is set to begin in August 2023, more than 3 years after he allegedly committed the crimes. Read more there. PM, suspects on bail continue to contribute to high murder rate. Part of the challenge is, unfortunately, that most of the persons who are being extinguished in our country are persons who have been, who've had brushes with the law, and they're allowed to be out on bail. And that is the challenge. Well, close the loopholes in the law there, Mr. PM, before more get extinguished. Wow. Make it seem like they small brush fires. Just extinguish them. Ay. 4:32 is the time. Let's slide up into the to the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Hughes. Don't forget, as we wrap up by the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. $10 off all button-down casual shirts. Long sleeve and short. Both Fine Thread locations. All right? And just in time for Christmas, John's got you hooked up, all right? Great selection and great prices to meet whatever your holiday needs. Whatever those wardrobe needs are, John's got you covered. Parties, church, dinners, clubs, or the beach, John's has something for everybody, women, men, and children. And don't forget, they now have costume jewelry and small home appliances available as well. Small toys for the kids while supplies last. And new arrivals from Sperry, Timberland Pro, and Clark's. Just in time for Christmas, all for the men. So be sure to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. And John's, serving you is a pleasure. And yep, the buzz continues. Chime in and let me know what's going on with your take on this SBF situation. I want to know what y'all honestly think at this stage. We've been watching it play out. How does it look to y'all? It looks bleak to me in a lot of areas. No matter how much the spin doctors try to spin it, the obvious is the obvious. Feel free to chime on in. Because I look at it like this. FTX found expected to end extradition fight. Well, end that extradition fight. Well, now that opens up the door to multiple options and angles where this could all go. So really, you have to keep an eye on it because I think this is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay? Little heads up for you, too. We got that barge that's dislocated. It's been out there on the Saunders Beach area since early this morning. Old rusted barge. Looked like an old pirate ship. Looked like an old ghost ship. The hull of a ghost ship. All rusted and worn. Washed up on Saunders Beach. Right in between the breakwaters. Right up on the shoreline, close to the road. And big up the Valclav, man, with all the photography, man, with the drone action. Got that footage in early. Glad nobody stole this footage and went to the Reddit channel with it, Valclav. I appreciate that. I'm glad you got in and got the credit you deserved on this one. Last go around, but people were stealing all the images and lying on social media. You see what I got them, right? Anyway, let's go to the text lines. Naughty, I'm curious who the Bahamians were that were able to pull their monies out. Concerned citizens would like to know names. Well, yeah, I obviously. 1,500 Bahamians. were allowed to withdraw $100 million 24 hours before FTX went bankrupt. Who are these 1,500? Who are they? Who are they related to? Are they affiliated to any politicians past or present or possibly in the future? Who are these people and why did they have perks to go ahead and remove $100 million? And what did they do with the increments of the $100 million they withdrew? Where'd that end up? There's been a lot of irregularities, a lot of smoke and mirrors with this whole thing. Normally, maybe the USA courts will name them when they extradite Sam and hold him to account. We have millionaires in this country, eh? Let's hear their names, please. A Freedom of Information Act is what we need now. Now, listen, you know, I've been crying for that Freedom of Information Act a long time. A proper one with teeth that will allow information to get out there and be disseminated to the public correctly. So we know, for lack of a better phrase, what's really going on. And again, the world has commentary on this. And we still say, tread lightly. Bad actors. Mum's the word. It's not a good look, people. It's not a good look. Really. We continue to be happy-go-lucky with this thing. We continue to operate from behind. I want to know who sent SBF to court today to do the hokey-pokey. You're staying? You're going? What's going on? When he got there, he was like, attorneys were actually like, why is he in court? So what's really going on? We need that explanation. We need that breakdown. Because at the end of the day, at some point, we know where this is going. And for your bleeding hearts who keep hitting me up talking about he's in maximum and all the conditions, no. He was in sick bay. Not in the bowels of maximum with hardened criminals or alleged hardened criminals in some cases and hardened criminals in others. He wasn't dealing with the slop bucket or sleeping on the cardboard floor or the infestation and the pestilence and the rodents. No. Excuse me, he's in the sick bay. Fluffy. Cushy. So, spare me the inhumane conditions. I guess he just came out, realized, hey, what's going on? Do I want to go? Do I want to stay? He got to make up his mind. First instance, like people, why is he at court today? And then it was adjourned for him to talk to his foreign lawyers. That was adjourned to see if he's staying or going. And it was, I mean, come on. That's what you call a courtroom hokey pokey. You put your suspect in, you take your suspect out, you do the hokey pokey and you shake it all about, you put your fraudster here, you put your fraudster. Boy. All right, man, that's wrapping up by the buzz right there, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the break, on the flip side of the break. You got that bed? Yeah, man, let's ride the bed, man. Let's ride that new bed to the break, man. And coming up on the flip side of the break, we'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Get into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. All right, and we'll pick up the conversation. We'll keep the lines open. All right. And here's another text. Naughty, I heard from very reliable sources that SBF is actually not even in the Department of Corrections. He's being secured elsewhere. Wow. That wouldn't surprise me if it were the case, you know. It really wouldn't. But anyhow, I digress. It's listen, the more you look at it, and text that did not, naughty, is today's word special treatment? Boy, I tell you. Kit gloves and special treatment. Previous text who said, you reliable sources, that SBF is actually elsewhere. Listen, you think me or you texted would be elsewhere if we were in this predicament, or we'd have been deep in the belly of Fox Hill dealing with things. I try not to get our things, but not SPF. And listen, if you really look at him, Mr. Producer, I don't know, but you know I'm an animal lover. And you know they actually have a canary that has a string resemblance to SBF. I can show you the picture, and we'll talk about it on the flip side of the break. Text, I tell you, deep in the belly. No snacks, no nothing. Anyhow, we'll get to the break. On the flip side of the break, we'll pick it up with the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau as the Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Holiday season with Dunkin's three delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best. Always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, an appointment, they presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. That's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year. The Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Heads is back at you right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. 4:44 p.m. is the time. And right now, let's check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And listen, man, it's all about the festive feast at KFC Nassau going on for you all holiday season long. You got the Bites Mega Pack going on for $15. The Family Mega Meal for $30. It's all good. All right? And don't forget they got the reusable liter soft drinks going on as well. You got the reusable liter bag from KFC Nassau, all right? So definitely you know, enjoy your KFC chicken all holiday season long, because you know the holidays is not complete without KFC. At some point, we got to have our KFC over the holiday season, all right? Festive feast going on for you at your favorite KFC location for takeout, drive-through, and delivery, all right? So be sure to check them out. All right. Where do we start? Because I tell you, we got lots to talk about. There's a new Miss America in town, all right? A nuclear engineering student from the University of Wisconsin, Grace Stanky, or Grace Stank. I think it's Stanky. I played the violin and impressed the panel of judges with comments about nuclear energy to earn the crown and is Miss America 2023. In Berlin, a 50-foot-high aquarium in the lobby of a hotel burst open on Friday, sending hundreds of gallons of water as well as 1,500 tropical fish everywhere. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky requested to make a message of peace prior to the World Cup championship on Saturday, but FIFA said no. A man in Iran is heading to the world record books as the world's shortest man, measuring only 2 feet, 1.68 inches tall. Small axe chopped down big tree, though. Always remember that. 84-year-old Jane Fonda was diagnosed 6 months ago with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and has been undergoing chemo treatments. She says that now she is cancer-free and has stopped treatments. Jason Momoa is set to host a rock climbing competition series, The Climb, for HBO Max. An actor friend of Twitch says he thinks it's possible that the DJ killed himself last week because he had lost his life savings to a bad investment. Some people might even say, yeah, in that cryptocurrency arena. A new report says that Goldman Sachs is getting ready to lay off as many as 4,000 employees. An Avatar star, Sam Worthington, says his alcohol addiction almost cost him everything, but now he's proudly 8 years sober. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Naughty, your taxes got to stop. Naughty, I hear Sam is renting a pool house until he's extradited. Oh, God, where y'all thinking this foolishness from? Keep it coming, though. I love it. It's always a good laugh. Don't get me wrong. I ain't complaining. All right. Let's get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, because you know I runs on Dunkin'. And don't forget, the flavors of the season are back at Dunkin'. All right? Yes, indeed. You definitely running around all around town, and you want to do things. But guess what? You got to run on Dunkin' as well. And Dunkin' has a new twist on the holiday season. In addition to your holiday season favorites, right? The peppermint mocha, toasted white chocolate, and the new brown sugar cookie signature lattes. Dunkin's got a new twist on an old holiday favorite, the new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich. Lay a sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, arugula, on a flaky croissant topped with mustard and cranberry sauce, and it's all good. All right? All that goodness is going on. All right? Make it an all-day combo. The new Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorns, freshly brewed iced tea. All of that goodness, only $9, VAT included, all right? So get on out there, start running the Dunkin'. All that goodness is waiting on you at your favorite Dunkin' location, downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Burner Row with the drive-thru, East Street South with the drive-thru, Carmichael, the newest location, and out there at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So like I tell you, no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. And as I take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break, I guess we got to talk Junkin' at some point. Hey, Mr. Producer. Now, who you rather? Use a Saxon or use a Valley? Use a Valley. Use a Valley and a Dolphin. Who you put for in basketball? Your original team is the Bulls. Okay. All right. And who you put for in football? Oh, so you put in for the Pacers because Buddy Hield on the Pacers. All right. You got a couple of strikes against you, but I didn't know you was a Sally from the Valley, way. Jesus Lord. Anyhow, I thought y'all had retired, though. Can anybody from the Valley let me know if y'all retired or y'all in or y'all out? What's going on? Because I know the last time y'all took an L, y'all start crying and pouting and throw down your costume and throw down your crepe paper and your gun and your glue and your glue gun and all of that. Man, I'm tired. We can retire. We tired of cheating the Saxons. We running out of ways how to cheat the Saxons, so we just can retire. Yeah, this time of year, I talk it now. And normally when the PLP in and you see Perry Christie there, boom. So, Valley was given for 5 years straight. But I don't know. Mr. Davis, he got love across a lot of Junkanoo groups, man. You never know. And you know, the Saxons don't want minutes near them this night. Not too much hard luck. They want a good shot at winning. So, boy, I don't know. This Junkanoo can shape up good this year. Real talk. See how fast they're jumping? Naughty, leave us alone, because Saxon is the bestest complainers there is on the planet. You know why we the best complainers? Because the Valley done swing us so many times, done cheat us, done rob us in so many creative ways, we got to complain. The Valley is the only group I know that had their cost to all park up on Elizabeth Avenue. Parade didn't even start, but they get 12,000 points from the judges. You all don't play at me, you know. Let me tell you how the Valley swing the Saxon one time. Saxon been best everything and still lose the Parade. How does that work? What kind of math is that? So yeah, you text to your better flat line. It's me. I's a hard Saxon from deep in Mason Edition. Don't play at me. Saxon's all in your belly, over your abdullah oblongata, your gallbladder, your gallstones, your liver, your spleen, your kidney, all of that. Saxon all deep in there. In your belly. Anyway, Mr. Producer. You see what this caused it? Use a hard valley. All right. Be a hard valley. Use a hard valley in retirement, because I hear you all retire. So you out of retirement? Use a hard valley. Could you give me a statement? No. I would love it. Love it. For your text to be true. We go to war and the best wins. Never. You never see it. In the words of Dave Chappelle, y'all are some low-down, dirty, scandalous, dusty, cheating, no good, cheats the more, cheaters. And I sound like Chappelle, right? Okay. So anyhow, listen here. Take me to the break before I got to end up in confession on Sunday morning, you know. This always happens. Now the Cowboys do fool, and it's right around Junkanoo time, and they always do it. And here come the Wally. The Wally. Hey, I read a lot of storybooks, man. I read one called The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. You know who used to live in the Valley? The trolls and the hobmongolists and the spongolists and the junglers and the hogmolies and the, yeah. Mr. Producer, take me to the break, please. Play the music and take me to the break. I know you're the Valley. You're all plotting now on the phone, but there ain't nothing happening for y'all. Y'all can only, you know, get away with that when Perry shuffling. Brave get too much love across the board. I believe Brave is a closet Saxon, you know. So don't play with the Saxons, you know. We ready to go this year now. Don't play. Yeah, they need to retire with you, Dexter. Hey, listen, if you want to come out of retirement, Valley, the Saxons can tell you like this. We could beat you so bad, we could put you back into retirement. I like it. Beat them back into retirement. No, Dexter, I ain't easy at all. I ain't naughty, and I ain't never easy. Big, bad, and heavy, all right? Anyhow, let's get to the break. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads. The Monday, December 19th edition continues right after this.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear occasions. John's is confident you will find what you're looking for among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Burger King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket, or double your chances with a King combo, or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday, where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Simon Games has a list of names. Who will get the cash? Yes, we brought it back. 20 gets you in, 12 is the win. Right now we'll put money on your book. You can have a very merry Christmas. Games can take care of your wish list. 12 is a cash must with Percy Simon Games. It's the game you know, the friends you trust. You may play with them, but you win with us.
For every $20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
Know how important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Dwight Strawn with Morning Blend. On behalf of the crew and my co-hosts, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and an incredibly blessed and prosperous New Year.
Stop. You see, stop freaking yourself out, okay? You're freaking yourself out. You drew Valley Boys colors coming out. Look how you can on. Oh, wait, listen here. You're all Valleys? Wait, listen here. And you all know the Saxon winning this one for the late, great Peter Gilchrist, boy. They winning this for Macaroni, boy. My good friend. But blow us on you all, boy. Beat you all after that, boy. Beat you all to pieces, boy. They could beat you like how SBF beat people for $2 billion. That's how bad they could beat you all, man. I tell you. Listen to that, but bring it. But bring it. Yes, I believe my producer is one of them Sallys from the Valley. But you see how he do me just now? He do me one of them. The Valley. Oh, Lord. You know, Saxons come up with something like in your belly, you know, to let you know how deep they are, you know? No, y'all ain't never scared because y'all is cheap, that's why. Y'all know y'all got a plan B, C, and D. Just win if you can, lose if you must, but always cheat. That's the motto of the Valley Boys. And if we can't cheat no more, retire until we figure out new ways how to swing the Saxon and then come back. Pandemic, my foot. Anyhow, Mr. Producer, please, take me to the break. But not before I remind everybody that the Island Games got the great 12 days of cashmas promotion going on, and the Island Game is going to reward 78 patrons of this holiday season with $250,000 in cash prizes. All patrons who deposit $20 or more on their verified account will be automatically entered into the promotion. Patrons can enter as many times as they like. However, they can only win once during the promotion. Now, for more information, simply log on to theislandgame.com. All right, for more information. Now, we're going to let this burner boy ride out for a minute, and then we can go to the break. That's how I would like it to happen, but I don't know if my Valley Boy Miami Dolphin producer will allow it. He might just chop it and send it to the hand of the news. So we'll see what happens right after this. But I'll tell you one thing, right after the news, the Monday edition of Talking Heads, the Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Heads continues, and we'll be talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. And yes, we can talk about my Cowboys loss. Just like we can talk about that Dolphins loss, that third one in a row. Yeah, Pearly could be in the building. We'll have a Don't Blink recap. We'll have a Bahama Bowl recap. We'll have a World Cup recap. I think that was one of the greatest World Cup finals in the history of World Cup finals. Might have been the best ever. Got all that to talk about coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, December 19th of Talking Heads edition of Talking Heads continues right after this. Boy, y'all valleys are texting me and I could deal with y'all after the break, babe. No, Sam ain't running from operas and he just running in general. And soon he could be running him out, I believe.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Last, now everybody go to breakfast.
Shayo.
You go bow for the result, nothing to discuss, cause I did win by default and without any doubt, I'm a me happy adult, I no go feed the girl, I no go feed the girl, it's out, oh. I'm a mind that's with the talk, oh. I put my life into my job and I know I'm in trouble.
Talking Heads with Monty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Jace Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Heads. Boy, not any company right up until 6 p.m. Earl the Pearl should be chiming in short order. We should hear from Pearly. I'm sure we're going to hear from Pearly. But like we do each and every day, we got to start it off with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza. And big up to Naughty Johnny's, man. Did the Naughty Johnny sing last night? had a scrimmage game yesterday, ended late. Did the Naughty Johnny's thing, man. Off the chain, all good, as always. Give them a call. See what they got going on for you, man. All week long, all Christmas week long. 377-7776. Don't forget, happy hours every Wednesday, every Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. The Businessman's Lunch Special, Monday through Friday. You're in and you're out within your lunch hour. Different special daily. And don't forget, on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right, here we go. What happened on this day, Monday, December 19th, in sports history? In 1887, Jake Kilrain and Jim Smith fought in a bare-knuckles fight which lasted 106 rounds and 2 hours and 30 minutes. The fight was halted due to darkness. So I guess what they said was they punched each other's lights out in that one, I guess. Ba-dum-bump. 1917, the first regular season games of the new National Hockey League, NHL, were played. Five teams made up the league: Toronto Arenas, Ottawa Senators, Quebec Bulldogs, the Montreal Canadiens, and the Montreal Wanderers. Quebec did not actually begin operations until 2 years later. Dave Ritchie of the Montreal Wanderers scored the first goal in NHL history. There you have it. 1959, Penn State's Nittany Lions beat Alabama 7-0 in the first Liberty Bowl football game. 1964, ABC used an overhead camera for the first time. The event was the Liberty Bowl. 1979, ESPN televised its first NHL game. The teams were the Washington Capitals and the Hartford Whalers. 1984, Wayne Gretzky, 23, of the Edmonton Oilers, became only the 18th player in National Hockey League history to score more than 1,000 points. He did it in his 424th career game, by Guy Lafleur, who did it in 720 games. Scotty Bowman became the NHL's all-time winning coach with his 691st victory on this day in 1984. 1985, Jan Stenerud announced his retirement from the NFL. The football kicker held the record for the most career field goals with 373. 1985, ABC Sports announced it was severing its ties with Howard Cosell and released the mouth from all TV commitments. Cosell continued on ABC Radio for another 5 years. 1986, Michael Sergio was sentenced to 100 hours community service and fined $500. Sergio, a Mets fan, had parachuted into Shea Stadium during Game 6 of the World Series. 1988, the NCAA placed the Oklahoma Sooners football program on probation for violations. 1989, Larry Bird of the Boston Celtics began an NBA free throw record streak of 71 games. 1990, Bo Jackson of the Raiders became the first athlete to be chosen for All-Star games and made the Pro Bowl in the NFL. Of course, made the All-Star game in Major League Baseball. 1991, pitcher Steve Howe of the New York Yankees was arrested for cocaine possession. 1999, Orlando Brown of the Cleveland Browns was ejected from a game for pushing referee Jeff Triplett to the ground. Triplett accidentally hit Brown in the eye with a weighted penalty flag. 2003, the baseball that was deflected by a fan in the stands during a Chicago Cubs game was sold for $106,600 at auction. The foul ball appeared to be headed for the glove of left fielder Moises Alou in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series. The Florida Marlins ended up winning the game 8-3. The Cubs then lost Game 7. And your sports quote of the day: Jack Nicklaus has become a legend in his spare time. Chichi Rodriguez, pro golfer. And that's a wrap on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. We got Pearly zoomed in yet? Not yet? I know Pearly might be busy today. Pearly got the family duties. For Christmas is Pearly's time. And, of course, you know you got the air fryer as well. So that's a big component. College football games are on also. That might be a big component as well, too. Speaking of college football games, though, as we slide out of Today in Sports, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's, and we get into the home court, all our local sports headlines, all brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. Don't forget, you could ride into the new year in a brand-new car, ride into the holidays, win a brand-new BYD 2022 hand electric vehicle. courtesy of Easy Car Sales and Burger King Nassau. Just fill out your favorite, just upgrade your favorite BK combo. Fill out the form correctly, put it in the drawing box, and you could be driving off in that brand new car courtesy of Burger King Nassau and Easy Car Rentals. Or Easy Car Sales, as a matter of fact. Sorry, Easy Car Sales. And don't forget, the drawing's on the 28th. So you have until the 27th to get all of this done. Big drawing coming at you on the 28th. Now, speaking of bowl games, had a great time at the Bahama Bowl. Got to talk to Ben Roethlisberger, former, Pittsburgh Steeler, legendary quarterback, Super Bowl winner, future Hall of Famer, proud alumni of Miami of Ohio. And they played quite a game against the University of Alabama Birmingham Blazers. UAB winning the game 24-20. Got to meet the new head coach of the Blazers, Trent Dilfer. Had a good conversation with him. Another Super Bowl winner. Another member of that big AFC East, powerhouse. You had Roethlisberger with Pittsburgh and Trent Dilfer with Baltimore winning that Super Bowl with that all-defense team. And Jamal Lewis just running the ball down people's throat. Got a good chance to talk to him. Then today, as a matter of fact, doing some shopping in Fresh Market with the wife, bumped into Michael Strahan. Quite a good conversation with Michael. Very personable individual. Very approachable. And I hear Pearly chiming in. So from talking about good peoples to good peoples, Pearly, what's good?
Well, I'm all right. I'm okay.
If we were golfers, I guess Sunday would be a mulligan for us. You lost and I lost. And you know what I'm thinking? My wife looked at me and laughed her behind off. And she said, boy, listen here. Pearly all right with me. I love Pearly. But Pearly was bound to jinx you. For the last 4 weeks, Pearly been rooting for everybody in their ma to beat the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to have to hit pay dirt one day. Well.
No, but be honest with you. For the last couple of weeks, he's been really playing some super football.
Pearly, I'll be honest with you. If we had to lose, at least we lost to the quarterback with the best hair. Isn't his hair beautiful? It's just wonderful.
But I looked at what happened against Houston. And I'm like, these fellas got some.
Pearly, I'll tell you.
So now, after this weekend coming up, then we mash up Green Bay. Y'all get poked in the eye by Philadelphia. We can only be one game behind you. The pressure on you then.
Okay, listen. At the end of the day, until you catch me, all the pressure's still on you.
I know you were Saturday night. You were just dribbling all over the place, ready to call me Sadi and rub it right in.
No, listen, I can be honest with you, Pearly. When we got up 27-10, I saw some things on two straight offensive series, and I knew that we was in trouble. Because I don't know where Kellen Moore is so obstinate to the fact you were up 27-10. Now you want to force running the football? That was the strong point of the Jaguars defense all day. That's when they were shutting Dallas down. Yeah. That's when they were making plays. They had no answer for CeeDee Lamb.
That defense has been playing pretty good too, though.
No, agreed.
Super, but solid.
Agreed, Pearly. I'm not taking away from that. And they matured that day. They turned the corner, become even a better unit. But they had no answer for CeeDee Lamb. Let's be honest.
I got you.
You got a little
but
bit
they
of
had an answer you, for Doc.
Yeah, you got. But listen. If you're putting pressure on the quarterback up front and you're stopping a run game, then you got to go to the shotgun. You got to change up your offensive philosophy a little bit. Go four wide. Get the tight end involved some more. Stop being so vanilla after you get a big lead. Same foolishness by 14. He went to sleep, took a foot off the gas. We made mistakes. And at the end of the day, the Terrence Steele injury, like I told everybody, was going to be important. Yeah, we got Tyron Smith back, but he played at the right tackle. Played well while he was there.
Y'all lost somebody else in the game too, right?
We lost a couple of people in that game. And of course, we've been dealing
with... I wasn't too worried about that. What I looked at is, we're going to pick your defensive partner for a quarter.
That's the point. Hold on. That's the point I wanted to make. The real undoing of the Cowboys right now, that can be covered up with the offense if it plays well, by putting up points. And it can be rectified with the offensive line because when you look at it, when you got Zach Martin, Jason Peters, and Tyron Smith on the same offensive line, all future Hall of Famers, that line's going to get right in short order, Pearly. Barring injury, they'll get it right. You know how veteran offensive linemen go. What I'm worried about is the injury to Anthony Brown. Now, Anthony Brown's the maligned cornerback in Dallas. We love to blame AB for everything, especially when Trayvon Diggs doing his thing. But Trayvon says Anthony could hold the other side down. Anthony will get beat every now and again, but Anthony will come up with some interceptions from turnovers, and he tackles.
Yeah.
That's a big situation in Dallas. Kelvin Joseph, Boss Man Fat, to me, is a bust draft pick. He's beaten on every corner. I mean, he's beaten on every play by every wide receiver. I mean, even your boy, Igbahini, has made improvements compared to how he used to be. I've seen no improvement in Boss Man Fat.
That's true. You're very right.
Now, Deron Bland, the undrafted seventh rounder, I mean, the undrafted free agent, who didn't even make the seventh round from Fresno State, he stepped up, had two interceptions, played ball, playing well. Go with the youth movement. Put him out there and see what he could do. You know what you're getting from Boss Man Fat, and it's not cutting the mustard.
Bland studies.
He's there. He knows his opponent. He knows who he's going up against. Give him that opportunity, man. That's what Dallas has to
do. What's the door? It's putting too much pressure on Micah.
No, but here's what you got to do, Purdy. And in order to protect our weak side corner, you need to let Micah do what they need to do and attack the quarterback. Big injury yesterday. Dorrance Armstrong got injured. 8 sacks.
Yeah.
Kind of erased the whole Randy Gregory debacle. So now, you know, injuries are part of the game, so it's got to be next man up, and you got to play football now. And Dallas has a good enough defense and a good enough offense to make noise. You understand what I'm saying? Especially when you don't check out and great in either, but you're very good and consistent in both, you can advance. But they got to get back to being consistent on the offensive side, doing what they do on the defensive side, and they'll be all right. But here's something I'm going to say. And it might upset some Dallas Cowboy fans, but you know, Purdy, I have gone to the wall and back for Dakota Rain Prescott. Agreed? You've seen me in many an argument defending Doc, correct? Especially from the racial elements and so on and so forth. But I can defend Doc's play this season. I cannot defend it. The only thing I could say, to his credit, is there may something else be going on with that thumb that he's not alluding to. There's issues there. The ball doesn't look right on some throws. He's making some plays. He's pressing. There's something going on there. And I cannot go to bat for Dak when you drive the ball down the field in overtime. You're at that midfield. You don't need anything out of the way. 10 more yards for your field goal kicker to kick the game and win it for you. And you get out 2 weeks in a row playing members of the AFC South horribly. They played the Colts horrible. They played Texans horrible, but they won those games, and they could have done the same against the Jaguars. Now that game against the Titans, that's looming a little more difficult because maybe we don't match up against that division. But I'm being honest so Cowboy fans could hear it. Stop living the pipe dream. Oh, we 10-4, this and that. We got issues we need to fix. We can correct them, but we need to address them and fix them. Now, I think the addition of T.Y. Hilton to the offense next week, Purdy, helps out. Because now you have another seasoned veteran that you could go to and get 6 yards on a 3rd and 5 rather than 4. You know what I mean? So we'll see. But we got some work to do. Now, as far as you guys go, y'all got some work to do too. And I'll be honest
with
you.
Let me do my analysis.
But I'm just saying, Purdy, just maybe I should do it. You call Kellen Moore and talk to Kellen and say, listen, when you 27-10 up, yeah, you need to run the ball, but when you got a weak secondary, you need to exploit it when it counts to get your first downs. I will in turn call McDaniels and tell him, look, Memento, you need to do something apart from middle of the field, my boy. You like to keep coming back to this middle of the field foolishness.
No. You know, the problem is not the offense on Sunday.
No. I'm not saying that it was on Sunday, but I'm saying, he liked to force the middle of that field, Purdy.
Yeah, but we made adjustments. He did make adjustments. We made a lot of the underneath passes. We made a lot of sideline passes. He made the adjustments. I'm not worried about the offense at all. My concern is we have no secondary. None whatsoever.
Igbahini?
Eric Rowe out. We have nothing.
No Igbahini?
Xavier Howard is doing what he can do. He's overworked. The rookie is showing promise, but he's not there. He's not a first string.
What about my boy from Dallas who you all signed all that money and took him from us? You think we could get him next year as a free agent?
Kirk, he's out. He hasn't played for the season.
Yaga, cut him, eh?
I don't know.
You need to cut that boy and let him come back to Dallas, you know.
Our starting safeties out. Our starting cornerback, our backup cornerback is out. Our next, our second string, we played a third string cornerback, a third string safety, and a second string safety, along with first string cornerback and Xavier. Right. So and the defensive line is putting the pressure, but a person like Josh Allen, you pressure enough. So I think it's the our problem on Saturday was two things. We couldn't get a break. We come to the referees. I can say better, but I mean, I'm not. You can't complain about it. I personally don't think that was a pass interference, but I'm a little biased, so I can leave that there. And I just think that our secondary hurt us. One play, and Buffalo was determined not to let us get the ball back. So
they kept it out your hands, though.
Not really.
Listen.
Not really. We went toe to toe with Buffalo until that played the fourth quarter. We went toe to toe with them. We didn't expect to shut them out. We didn't expect to keep them under. We expected them to score 20 plus points.
They did what they had to do when it counted. That's what I'm saying.
They scored their point, and Allen did, but they got a good call at the end of the game, and all they needed to do was to put the ball, kick the ball between the uprights. They did good clock management. I can't take it from them. But we showed them one thing. May no push over team. We could probably beat them.
But where do you go from here? Who you got next?
We got Chalk. This week, we get Green Bay. We can eliminate Green Bay.
Mine, Green Bay, don't punch you out anymore. Where you are playing? In Miami, right?
You opened that. Nobody has beaten us for the rest of the season. Nobody has beaten us.
Hold on. Where you are playing? You are playing in Miami.
Nobody beat Miami for the rest of the season.
You are playing in Miami.
It doesn't matter.
I'm asking you if you're playing in Miami.
No, hold on. In Miami. I think we're in Miami. The talk was, we couldn't play. I don't know we're in Green Bay. The talk was, we couldn't play in the cold. We can get a bad. We can get this. We can get that. In Miami, then toe-to-toe in Buffalo and their home ground, toe-to-toe. The cold did not affect us at all.
But, I mean, I could say the same thing. I mean, we lost 40-34, but we went toe-to-toe with Jaguars. Listen,
we're at home against Green Bay.
All right, well, I kind of like you in that game against Green Bay, huh? But listen, man, I like my Cowboys at home this weekend. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because an injury Jalen Hurts in Philadelphia this weekend. Shoulder injury.
He's out. But that don't make a difference. That don't mean nothing.
We'll see that.
I like we got Packers, and I don't see us. Patriots and Jets fading. We can send them home. We can eliminate both of them from the playoff just for being stinking nasty with us.
Yeah, you know, the Patriots, I ain't going to tell them a word of lie. They thoroughly PO'd me. I'm now gone in the semifinal rounds of all the fantasy leagues. I know you're still alive. But
I'm the championship game. I went in talking heads.
All right, there you go. You got a big matchup, though.
I go in to drink from the Golden Goblet. I'm out.
You will be the first.
I got beat by like 5 points.
By who?
Who beat me? But, tell you right now.
But you're still in the money or not, though?
Yeah.
You still have to play. You still have to play. So, yeah.
I mean, that's the quarterfinals I got beat in, right?
No, you got beat in the semifinals.
No, that's quarterfinals I got beat
that's
in.
That's quarters. Who beat you?
Yeah. What is this? Who beat me? Oh, the regulators. Regulator Jared.
Oh, God. That kid's on a hot streak, bro.
He sneaked me. He really sneaked me.
Hey, you got to watch out for him. He's sneaky, 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 sneaky.
Yeah, he sent me home. That's all right. That's all right.
So who's left to play now? Regulators playing.
Let me see.
I know Maximum Decimus got a game this week. He's supposed to play the winner of.
Yeah, right now. I think. Oh, that's even telling me the schedule for next week.
I really rooting for you in that talking heads league, babe.
I
rooting for you hard in that.
I walk all over. What's your boy's name? He was number one seed.
I know. We was talking about that. We was talking about that out there at the Home Run Derby. We was watching. He's saying, "Listen, man, what's going on here?"
Trevor Lawrence helped me big, and I guess what? He finished playing, and I still got Aaron Jones to play.
Right, so you should be all right.
I beat him right now. I beat him in 131 to 122. He finished. He just top scored. I beat him. I already beat him. So I'm in the championship for next week.
Boy, I tell you.
So this is exciting stuff.
Yeah, I love it. Let me look at this now. Let me look at this matchup now. You got...
So show them boys. Leading. Show them boys leading them Lone Star boys. Who show them boys?
That's your competition, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Even. Me and him tomorrow. Me and him next week.
Nah, I glad them Lone Star boys get booed out and blow out, too, because that's that sucker who beat me by 0.36 of a point. Ramondre Stevenson, then he goes and blows up the following week. You going to get me one more yard before you went to the locker room last week, you big... Anyway. That is fantasy.
He put up all them receivers and he put up all them yards yesterday.
One week later. But yeah, you had a tight win against regulators. But see, the funny thing is, you knocked out Jared in one league and he knocked you out in the other. You're all 1-1.
That's right.
The irony of it all. You're in the money all the way around, Pearls. You're looking good. You're looking good, Pearls. You're looking good.
We'll have to
do some calculations, break out that. Looking good. I like it. It's all good.
Yeah.
You will drink from the inaugural Golden Goblet in Talking Heads this year if you win it. You will christen the goblet.
I'm feeling very comfortable.
And then you will be allowed to be in these conversations with Chef Colmer and myself and a few others who have sipped from the Golden Goblet prior in various other leagues.
Excellent.
You will be welcomed into the winner's circle.
And in my family league.
Where you will not have to ask. Are there any gals? What's that?
I'm putting something on your nephew in the other league.
Who's my nephew? Which one?
Vincey. I beat him the first of Vincey. Vincent.
Mine, Vincent, don't get up off the mat and power drive you and DDT you and beat you by 0.36 of a point because if it happens, bite.
We set this league up a little wrong, so we're going all the way to the end. So it's a 2-week playoff.
Oh, God.
Let me lead him in this first week.
Oh, God.
I ain't too comfortable. I'm a little nervous. I got a 50-point lead on him, though. I got a 50-point lead.
Oh, Lord. Pearly, I got
a text. Not a 50-point lead. It's
I got a text to just text and say, oh, Lord. Say naughty. Say what I got left. Here's the volley. Say I used to be a PFB. I used to be a Laker. And now the Dolphins can make me sue and say I used to be a Dolphin. All I got to hold on to is Tawali. Tawali.
After Boxing Day, he mightn't be a Wally either.
All right. Now, Pearly, listen. We got to slide out of this and take a break in a second, right? And then on the flip side of the break, we'll do who's in and who's out. We'll talk some more about the NFL injuries from the last weekend. But all the offseason moves. Your boy Trey Turner is now a Red Sox. Jesus, God, I hate that.
You mean Justin Turner.
Yes, he's a Red Sox. God.
Guess what? I'd much rather him go there than to take that contract Arizona was offering.
Yeah, I know, because you don't want to see no part of him. You only see him a couple times a year in an interleague series, and that's it, unless you're a buck in the playoffs.
Yeah, but we I'm happy with who we picked up to replace him.
Who did you pick up to replace him?
J.D. Martinez.
That's a nice move.
Yeah, he'll be our designated DH.
That's a good move.
That's a pure hitter, boy. All his numbers better, and he's younger.
Listen, we got to talk about something though. Barry Bonds is no longer, or his agent is no longer, the greatest agent of all time.
Why do you say that?
Because apparently, that guy, our boy, used to play for Baltimore, man. What's his name?
What are you talking about?
I can pull it up now. Baltimore for several years and just declined every year. Okay? And apparently, they pulled a Barry Bonds kind of deal. And they told him, look, man, we can defer payments,
You mean a Bobby Bonilla kind of deal?
No, I said Barry Bonds. My fault. Bobby Bonilla kind of deal. My apologies. Bobby Bonilla. My apologies. My bad. I misspoke. Yeah, similar to a Bobby Bonilla kind of deal. And he's going to get, you know, deferred payments for years.
He should be grateful for that.
And I'm trying to remember. Chris Davis is his name.
Chris Davis. But you know, yeah, Chris Davis was a, he had like 50 home runs in the first half one season.
And everybody was freaking themselves out of him in Baltimore. A couple of seasons, yeah, but over 100. Over 100 RBIs and a bunch of bombs, but never had the average. Average started declining, and now they've he's got a Bonilla-style retirement. All right? He's a Longview Texan. He hasn't played baseball since 2020, but the final part of the contract that he signed in 2016 with Baltimore is about to kick in. According to Yard Barker, giving him a Bobby Bonilla-style annuity, as the Orioles spread out the remaining amount of his contract over the next 15 years. When Davis signed his contract in 2016, it was set up $42 million in deferred payments starting in 2023. Davis will receive $9.16 million per year for 3 years starting in 2023, all right? So 2023, 2024, 2025, he gets $9.16 million. Starting in 2026, Davis is going to receive $3.5 million per year for a seven-year period. Then starting in 2033, he'll receive $1.4 million yearly until 2037. If that doesn't add up to $42 million, you'd be right. According to Codify, Davis deferred the salary for the final years of his contract, which was $17 million, to be included in the 15 years worth of payments. So Davis is 2 years removed from baseball and nearly a decade removed from his 2013 All-Star season, in which he was third in voting, in MVP voting. But we'll continue to get paid like a veteran player for the foreseeable future. Davis started his career with the Rangers in 2008. He hit .248 for his Rangers career and 42 home runs and 124 RBIs. The Rangers traded him to the Baltimore Orioles in 2011 for pitcher Koji Uehara to fortify their bullpen for a second run to the World Series. Now he's getting paid in full. That's a good contract, Pearly. That's a good agent. What say you? We got Pearly? Did we do the first break yet? Well, let's go to the first break now. And on the flip side of the first break, we'll pick it up. We'll go with who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We'll get our pro picks for the night lined up, brought to you by the Island Game. And don't forget the final 10 on the way home today. Rich Eisen, Overreaction Monday. So all coming up on the flip side of the regular Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Hedge, which continues right after this.
Christmas coming here.
Christmas is coming, and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that bring us together this holiday season. Enjoy a festive feast mega meal, packed of 8 pieces of juicy fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon of Pepsi in a reusable bag. Available for a limited time, these reusable drink bags are perfect for your next get-together. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
My family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the truth?
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Dunkin' has a new twist on an old holiday favorite. The Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich layers sliced deli turkey, Swiss cheese, fresh crisp arugula on a flaky buttery croissant, all topped with mustard and cranberry sauce. Made to order all day long, the Dunkin' Turkey Cranberry Sandwich combo includes a bag of crispy popcorners and a freshly brewed iced tea for only $9 plus VAT. Tis the season. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Juan McCartney, and I am wishing you and your family all the happiness in the world this holiday season and all of God's abundant blessings in the new year. Here's to hoping you have a great 2022.
The Monday, December 19th edition of Talking Heads continues right now. And don't forget, BTC would like to advise customers that they have commenced a disconnection exercise. BTC has easy and convenient ways to pay your bill with My BTC app, online banking, BTC, or FastPay, or give them a call at 225-5282. That's 225-5282. Stay connected with BTC. All right. We got Purdy back. Purdy there, or Purdy zoomed in, Purdy zoomed out. Huh?
No, man, I'm right here.
All right,
here.
Be good. Here. All right, Purdy.
I was in the kitchen a minute, but, you know, I had to mute you, my brother.
Who you like tonight with the Rams and the Packers? I think the Packers get it done tonight. I still don't trust Baker Mayfield.
I think the Rams get it done tonight.
You think Baker wins two straight?
I trust in Baker tonight. Yeah, he's on a roll right now.
Well, I don't know.
I have plenty confidence in him tonight. Plenty. Well, I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
My eyes are on the NBA tonight, as a matter of fact.
Who are you looking at?
AD's
out for a month.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. What was the final? Was it Lisfranc, Stress Fracture? What was it?
I said he's out for a month. I just got pissed and I said, hell, I'm angry.
AD stands for always disabled. But the Lakers play at 9 against the Suns, but they 13-16.
That dread was still able to lead them to a win last night.
Yeah, I know. So you got the Lakers taking on the Suns tonight at 9. I think that's a good watch. Earlier games, you got the Jazz and the Cavs at 7, the Raptors and the Sixers at 7, Magic and the Hawks at 7:30, Spurs and the Rockets. That's a garbage game at 9-2. Any teams, but there might be a lot of points in that.
I go on to their bad games.
Mavericks and Timberwolves, 15-15 each, both balling it out tonight. Another good game at 8. We got the Bucks at 21-8 against the Pelicans, 18-11. Portland is surprisingly good this year, 17-13, taking on the Thunder, 12-18.
Considering the moves they made in the offseason, huh?
Yeah, the Hornets, 7-23. They suck. They're horrible. They're taking on the Kings, 16-12. So some good games on the NBA from the NBA on tap tonight. So you got that to watch. You also have, like I said, the NFL action tonight. You got Green Bay and the Rams. You got the Packers and the Rams. That's entertaining. So yeah, it'd be some good action. I think I'm going to check out a lot. And you know now, too, during the week, Christmas time and Christmas tournaments and whatnot. So you got a lot of sports on. You got to keep your eyes peeled. What say you, Pearly? Hello?
So I keep muting you. I don't know why I keep muting you.
I don't know why
I'm excited about that. I don't know. But it's because I'm trying to eat this air fried shrimp, you see?
Oh, the air fried shrimp.
Mm-hmm. But a lot of exciting football this weekend, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
And bowl games going on galore.
Yes, yes, yes. But Naughty, the greatest thing that I saw was probably the greatest World Cup soccer final ever.
That's what I wanted to wrap on. That's what I wanted to wrap on before we get to the break, because you know we got Rich Eisen taking us home today. But yeah, I think that was a brilliant final, Pearly.
Well, that was fantastic. It showed who the two best players in the world are.
I apologize to Argentina. That early, you know, little hiccup that they outplayed that.
No, that woke them up.
That was the wake-up call.
Mm-hmm.
So, Hats off to Leonel.
Both of them. The two, Mbappe, Messi, put their teams on their back, and they led them to the end of extra time. He walked up. Mbappe walked up and said, "Listen, I'm the leader of this team. I set the pace." Boom, kicked the penalty. Messi said, "Okay, I'm coming right behind you." Boom, kicked the penalty. It was on the edge of your seat. It was probably the most exciting final I've ever watched, and I've watched since 70. So I had fun. I enjoyed that game.
That was a great game, man. It really, really was. And I could honestly say I think that's the best World Cup final I've seen.
A dear friend of mine who I went to high school with who played, who was my midfielder and saw Selwyn Seymour, called what's happened to me all the way to London. You watching the game, I said, "Seven, you really asked me by watching the World Cup. I just wanted to message you." So it got a lot of views, and like I say, that was the greatest game I've seen. And I've seen a lot of soccer games.
Listen, I'll be honest with you, man. We got, we could say we saw that. I think that's the greatest up until this point. It's going to take a long time to see a better final than that, man.
Now, the question out there is, really, or did Lionel step in there? Did Mbappe be the man that will be the goat at the end of it? He's only 20. He's like, Deschamps, his 24th birthday.
Pele.
But he's a kid.
Pele will always be the goat. Pele is like that Jordan-like character. But boy, I can tell you, Lionel and Mbappe and Cristiano Ronaldo and Ronaldinho, that you could have some conversation for days on them, like 1B. Make Pele 1A, and mm-hmm. we'll figure out who 1B is.
And then Brazil got this kid named Pedro. He's 25. Man, he's exciting. He's fast. He's the future of Brazilian football. So we got some good stuff coming up. Some really great players. And to top this whole thing off, this brother Cristiano going to Saudi Arabia for $75 million a year.
Eat your shrimp. Man. Eat your shrimp and don't choke on it when you read the figures. Yeah. We got to get to the break, man. Pearly, I appreciate you. We'll pick up the conversation tomorrow. Get to the break. On the flip side of the break, Rich Eisen taking us home with Overreaction Monday. I think he got some good things to say about the Cowboys and the Dolphins. I think he's a lot of overreactions when it comes to both of us. So let's see what Rich got to say. All right. We'll see you all tomorrow right here. Glory
spill life. I really
read
about it.
Huh?
He didn't overreact on Miami, but he overreacted on Dallas.
Yeah, but we are good, man. So we'll definitely check it out, all right? And as Rich Eisen takes you home on the flip side of the break, we'll see you tomorrow for the Tuesday, December 20th edition of Talking to You. Deuces, be gone. We see you mañana.
Kick off the holiday season with Dunkin's 3 delicious signature lattes made with rich espresso and topped with whipped cream. Sip a Dunkin' peppermint mocha latte with mocha and peppermint, or try a toasted white chocolate latte with creamy white chocolate flavor. The new Dunkin' brown sugar cookie latte features notes of sweet brown sugar and holiday spices. Hurry in today. The Dunkin' holiday lattes are only in town for the holiday season. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem. Just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
$20 deposit, you're entered to win cash.
With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you wanna look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. With fine style, with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Christmas is coming and your fingers are tingling for the KFC flavors that satisfy your cravings. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy KFC Festive Feast Mega Pack. Loaded with 8 boneless KFC bites of 100% white meat, a chicken leg, mashed potato with gravy, corn, a biscuit, a delicious guava dessert biscuit, and a mega-sized Pepsi. Have a finger-licking good Christmas with KFC.
Happy holidays from Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a beautiful and wonderful Christmas.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays. Monday.
What do you got, Christopher?
Man, Rich, you know, how's it going? You good?
I'm great. How
okay,
are you?
Great. I'm great. The second overall pick didn't look too bad. You know, Rich, I think Zach Wilson has earned himself the right to start the rest of the season for the Jets.
Why would you? I don't understand. Are you now using this to troll on me? Is that what you're trying to say?
Why? He played well yesterday. He should have won the game.
You know what he did? He played.
It's 300 yards and a couple of touchdowns.
Okay. He should not start the rest of the season.
Why not?
He should not.
Your coach said he was going to come back this year at some point. Well, he's back. He had a great game.
Okay.
Let's keep going.
All right. Let's talk. You want to talk about, you know, Jacoby Myers' passer rating? Is he while we're at it or what? I mean, honestly, seriously, Mike White is better at football than this guy is proven to be right now. And if the Jets want to make the playoffs, Mike White needs to get healthy. And then we can revisit Zach Wilson next year. But I'm genuinely nervous that Thursday night with Trevor Lawrence coming in, and if he lights it up and Zach Wilson just does the missing of the jump shot, he just tries to shoot jumpers and all he's got to do is hit layups. Let's just put it this way. He made some really nice throws and he looked really sharp in the first half. And then he threw an interception that was awful. Move on. What else?
Hey, Rich, I'm fair and balanced. Okay. Hey, Rich, look at me. Look at me.
Just ask me next.
I'm fair and balanced.
Not pleased with the way Overreaction Monday is starting.
Rich, hold on.
Me and Mike are digging it the
I'm
most.
I'm fair and balanced.
I'm liking it so far.
If Tom Brady doesn't come back to the Patriots next year for one final season, Belichick should retire.
That's overreaction.
It's over, and I'm over it, and I'm not alone among the fan base.
Okay, and I appreciate that you're not alone amongst the fan base. He's still as great as they come. I don't know what the hell happened yesterday, and I don't know what's going on. He needs to find a better coordinator for his quarterback. He needs to do a little bit better job.
The Patriots are a boring football team. And when you're not good, you need to at least be exciting like the Lions. And then like weird stuff happens.
They were way more exciting last year. I will totally give you that.
The games are unwatchable. He's not inspiring anything.
I totally
get it. Except for me to change the channel.
I get you. But I don't think he should retire. What else? What else?
He should retire.
What else?
The Jaguars are winning the AFC South.
That's not an overreaction at all.
And they're going to get the 4 seed, and they're going to host the Chargers,
the Titans,
and it's going to be amazing.
The Titans are banged up. The Titans didn't have 7 defensive starters yesterday, and they still played great, and their coach is awesome. And
Guts to Tannehill. He had a really, really gutty game.
There's just a second gear that the Titans need to find right now, and their problem is they got a home game against Houston, which nearly went back-to-back beating the Cowboys and the Chiefs. Then they host Dallas on a Thursday night, and then they're at Jacksonville. And Jacksonville, their issue, they don't seem to have as great an issue. They're at the Jets, they're at Houston, and then they play Tennessee. And the way they're playing, they should win all 3 of them, and they will win the division. I do not think at all that is an overreaction. I give it the check mark.
What are the chances of that Week 18 being Sunday Night Football, Jacksonville, Tennessee?
I think that could be it. I mean, there's some other options. It could be Baltimore and Cincinnati, potentially, but that's not that's winner, you know, wins the division, loser goes to the wild card spot.
This could be winner or go home.
I mean, there's many other. I'll give you a sneaky outside one too. How about Green Bay and Detroit? You know, you never know how that's going to be shaken out in the NFC. But in terms of Jacksonville right now, yes, sir. I got you. What else?
Speaking of Detroit, Rich, you hinted at it. Let's just go all in. Lions are going to win out, make the playoffs.
Ah, I do love the way that they're playing. They just totally feel it right now. I know. And the same way that you're like, the Patriots are born, the Lions are the exact opposite.
You want to root for them.
At Carolina, home for Chicago, at Green Bay. Those are the way that they're playing right now. Winnable games. Jared Goff looks terrific. I do love their receivers. You know what I feel about Amon-Ra St. Brown. And defensively, they're just buzzing around. That's not overreacting.
It's a lot of grit there, guys.
You're not overreacting right now. Those are winnable games for Detroit. That's more realistic than your first two. Grabs here.
First two are spot on.
I disagree. What else, Chris?
I think you were trolling me to start using this
real estate to get something off your chest. What else?
I want Belichick to retire.
I understand that. You're crazy.
The Bengals are going back to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Ooh. Who's stopping this team?
Well, the Bills have a shot at doing that in Week 17 on a Monday night. The Ravens have an opportunity to put their foot in the ground.
Now, Joe Burrow is
You can't evaluate the Ravens without Lamar Jackson.
Well, Lamar may not be back.
I think they're going to have him back next week. That's what they were planning on.
But he can't be Lamar if he's got a wounded wing.
Never know. Now, I'd say it's doubtful. As you know, I've been riding the Bengals bandwagon for a while. Or I, you know, help start it. The Chiefs and the Bills are too damn special. It's wide open. They're just as good as them and can absolutely make the Super Bowl just as much as the other two.
The Chiefs needed, I'm going to back TJ here. The Chiefs needed overtime to beat the Texans, the worst team in football by a stretch, okay?
Yes, Chris.
And the Bills should have lost at home on Saturday night in the elements.
The Bengals had their swoon earlier on in the year, and the Chiefs are getting it right now, and the Bills had a better first half than the second half. So if you're going sheer momentum, then yes, you're correct. The Bengals are going back to the Super Bowl if you're just talking about sheer momentum. But, you know, injuries happen, and seedings break a certain way. The Bills, you know, all they have to do to finish up is go to Chicago and, you know, do what the Eagles just did, and then go to Cincinnati, and then beat New England at home. That's a tough row to hoe, but they're the one seed. And then you let everybody else beat each other up in the wild card weekend and have either what? The Chargers, Dolphins, Ravens, Patriots, or Jets visit you in a divisional playoff round. You'll take that. You'll take it. You want the Bengals to win the division. You want the Chiefs and Bengals to play each other while you sit there and get beat each other up in the divisional playoff round just like you had to do last year and have the Ravens, Chargers, Dolphins, Patriots, Jets come visit you or the Titans come visit you. Oh, yeah. You'd rather that. So
I don't think
that's a very nuanced answer.